Hello, this is Dr. Paula Fellingham with How to Communicate to Strengthen Personal and Professional Relationships. Max DePree said, there may be no single thing more important in our efforts to achieve meaningful work and fulfilling relationships than to learn to practice the art of communication. It's true, the way we communicate determines the success or failure of our relationships, our careers, and our position in society. Knowing how to communicate well is probably the second most important skill necessary to happiness in this life. The first and most important, I believe, is the ability to love. In all of our relationships, we should be able to talk with one another easily, honestly. We should know that we can share our feelings in confidence, know that we won't be criticized, and feel understood. But learning and strengthening communication skills doesn't mean an end of all problems. There's occasional conflict in the best relationships. People get angry at one another, misunderstand one another, and sometimes just disagree. But when you learn how to communicate well, you can get your differences out in the open and discuss problems and do it in positive ways. There are 7 ways to communicate positively that are magical in their effectiveness. People tell me that when they start applying these ideas, their lives improve almost immediately. Number 1, try to first understand before trying to be understood. This is so important. We need to think about how the other person is feeling with his or her life experiences, their needs, their desires. Be that person while they're speaking and truly try to understand how they're feeling. Look at their body language. Oh, this tells us so very much. Their posture, their facial expressions, just the way that they hold their body. So much we can learn when we're trying really to understand before we're trying to be understood. And also we need to listen deeply with a sincere desire to truly understand that person's perspective. We're going to talk more about listening later. The second way to communicate positively is to use positive self-talk. Good communication begins with the way you talk to yourself. You know, it's so critical to your confidence and overall well-being. I'd like to give you just a few of these wonderful good self-talks. And of course, self-talk is how you talk to yourself in your mind. You need to think to yourself, I'm cheerful and optimistic. People love to be around me. I'm happy with who I am today, and I'll be even better tomorrow. I love the energy exercise gives me. Others don't determine my reactions. I rejoice when others succeed. I forgive people quickly. My challenges are opportunities to grow. And for women over 50, I'm not a has-been, I'm a will-be. And any time you regret something, some decision you've made, and of course we all do this, think this. I made the best decision I could with the information I had at the time. I have more information now. I'll do better in the future. This is good, constructive self-talk. Another thing we can do is to use positive, self-fulfilling prophecies. These are things people say to us that affect the way we behave. I'll use an example from home. In your family, I'll do it the wrong way and then the right way, the way we want our children or our grandchildren to talk. Instead of saying, oh, you'll probably fight over these toys, you know, you say, I know you're going to share these toys because you children are such sharing children. See, you identify the value that you want them to exhibit. Children will become who we tell them they are. You kids are always quarreling. That's the wrong way. Here's the right way. It's not like you to quarrel. You usually get along so well. I know you're going to share this new toy because you're such sharing children, as I said before. And also, things like, I know you're going to start your homework just as soon as you finish your after-school treat because you're always so obedient or you're always so self-disciplined. I know you're going to practice your piano in just a minute because that's just the way you are. I love the way you're a member of this family. You always contribute so well, honey. You see how this talk makes such a huge difference? Your tone of voice, your expression, positive input to our children. It's like water to plants. Let's use an example at work. You know, you talk in the same exact way because this principle of truth works everywhere. I like the way you do your work so efficiently, Susan. This company is sure lucky to have you. There's a direct connection between how people feel about themselves and their behavior, from the youngest child to the oldest adult. You know, about a year ago, I overheard a conversation that became a powerful aha for me. I overheard my daughter, Joy, she's a CPA for Ernst & Young, talking to her team at work. And the words coming out of her mouth were the very ones I had used parenting her. Joy said things like, "I really like the way you always finish your work on time. Thanks, Susan." Well, she had heard me say, "I really like the way you always do your chores without being asked. Thanks, Joy." You see, the same kind of talk. Joy said, "You're such an important part of our team. I'm so glad we work together." And she had heard me say, "You're such an important part of our family, honey. I'm so glad you belong to us. And it's just like you to be so careful with our department budget." Like Joy, "It's just like you to be so careful with our family budget." And I began to realize that we manage people nearly the same way at work that we manage them at home. And I began asking people about their experiences at work. And this is what I heard. A university professor explained that in 12 years, the chairman of his department had never once walked down the hall to his office to ask how his research was progressing, or how he liked the classes he was teaching, or maybe just to say that that chairman appreciated the professor's contribution to the university. Never once in 12 years. Now, what type of relationship do you think that department chairman has with his teenagers? Probably a distant one. And the reality is that his teenagers don't think he really cares about them or appreciates them, just like the professor. If you were parented the wrong way, continuing those dysfunctional parenting patterns is probably not something you want to do, and certainly isn't necessary. Even though you lived with poor examples, you learned valuable things that can help you avoid your parents' mistakes. They taught you what not to do as a parent and as a business leader. You saw what didn't work, and you likely decided that you wouldn't repeat your parents' faults. Additionally, you may have thought about ways to improve on your parents' methods. In fact, you might have been so determined in your resolve to be a successful parent, in spite of your family's history, that you proactively read parenting books, attended seminars, or sought expert advice to gain the knowledge and parenting skills your parents didn't exemplify. Well, similarly, responsible leaders learn what works so their employees have the benefit of working under the direction of someone who gets it. Such leaders act like parental figures who make wise choices, who choose from the myriad of proven parenting techniques that have worked through the ages to produce highly successful families. Actually, every day in the business world, great leaders apply parenting principles that work, whether or not they're aware they're using these principles, because the parenting principles that work in the home also work in the office. Great parenting usually produces successful children, and when business leaders use these same valuable parenting principles, they discover that problems are prevented. Communication is open and honest. Production is good. Employees are loyal. And the list goes on and on. In short, the identical parenting principles that produce successful children also produce ideal employees. And the good news is that no matter how dysfunctional you may have been as a parent or as a business leader, just as soon as you put into practice the 10 principles taught by our Million Dollar Woman team in our Parent Your Organization to Success course, your family of employees will follow you and adapt as they quickly realize that things are changing for the better, that the relationships and environment at work are dramatically improving.